Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Well, to begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday night. I don't like it. I love it.
Love it, everybody. Love it.
Thank you for being with us. The weekend is upon us. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Ah, good morning.
You all
that
right?
Was a good one.
Yes. Feels good.
It's a happy sigh, not like a we barely made it sigh.
No, it's a happy one.
All right, that's the difference.
You know why she said, because she's not wearing a turtleneck.
She
feels free. She feels free. All right, good morning, Tamara. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, or you can call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
He's having a great morning. Already has a headache. Fantastic.
Kind of goes with the character, though, right?
I'm Brand.
Right. By the end of the week, Brad's got to be like, oh, can't get rid of this headache. That's called us, Brad. You'll get rid of it tomorrow.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What up, y'all?
All right, guys. You know what it is. Yo, February straight up flew by. Or like Joe Wow, our street teamer, says,
February
flew by. February.
It was so fast he couldn't even do the B in that one.
Yeah, exactly.
February.
Or January.
January.
And I was thinking about, like, why does February go so fast besides the fact that it only has 28 days?
You know someone's going to say that in here. Edgar, it's the shortest month.
I get it. But I was thinking about it. And think about it, man. It's a whirlwind of situations. You got Super Bowl and Valentine's Day, all in February. I think everybody's just so caught up in that. You're barely trying to catch your breath, and now it's the end of the month. But DJ Majestic came up with a great idea, and I think we should go to change.org and get a petition going for this. And that is to prorate rent for months that don't have 31 days.
I agree with that, 100%.
So
and bills, all bills.
Yeah.
Cable bill, you pay the same amount, you got like three less days.
That's so true.
Water, like all of it, bro. Think about that. And I guarantee you, either producer Brad, Brian, or Chelsea, somehow you guys know which months have 31 days.
I do.
Dude, don't you?
I know what?
I
had a fourth grade teacher who 30 days past September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, excepting February alone. It has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap
year. There's a song?
Wow.
I knew it.
I had this weird teacher who would teach us. I don't know why that's still in my head. I know the colors of the rainbow.
I was going to say, that's what it reminds me of. You know, all these like funny facts.
That's the stuff that you kids out there don't know, is that you're going to be a grown-up, and you're not going to be able to remember things you need to in your day, like to pay bills, but you'd be like, I know the colors in the rainbow.
It's so interesting, man, because I feel I don't know. It might be a generalization, but I feel like white folk have formulas for all that stuff.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Totally.
When I do stuff like that, it sounds racist.
But like, you're always counting your fingers or your knuckles to figure stuff out. It's so interesting.
No, that's funny, man. Every time I've done at the volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, and I show the kids the trick for multiplication with nines, they look at me like I'm a wizard.
Is it with your fingers?
Yeah, with your fingers. You do this, and then you know exactly how the multiples of nine, and they look at me like, whoa, just make that up.
It's so good. So basically, if we start a petition, are you guys down to push it?
Yeah. I'm
in,
man.
Let's go.
DJ Majestic, can you take lead on that, bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that today.
Do we have that kind of power? You think people are gonna jump on board with us?
You want an honest answer to that?
I kind of do. Nope.
I guess we'll find out, Chelsea. Either way, it's gonna give producer Brad another headache.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
My wife's due date is March 10th. So we're about almost a week and a half or so away from the due date, but she wants the baby out.
Yeah, right? She's been having those like wild phony contractions. Well, not phony. They're very real. Sorry, Janet. They're real. They're super real.
Babe, I did not say that. I strike that from the record.
Pump fake contractions like a baby's throwing a jab step.
So I posted a picture of my wife yesterday. She looks gorgeous. And and asking people, hey, what things can help my wife go into labor? And the comments are going out of control. So post your tips, please, at Edgar I. Sotelo on the gram. But some of these ideas are hilarious. For instance, somebody told me this, and Chelsea, you told me this too. Go get a maternity salad at Coyote Pizza Cafe here in L.A.
Yeah,
allegedly, women eat this and go into labor 48 hours later.
Yeah, it's like the dressing. Something in the dressing.
So wow.
It's like they've trademarked it. This is like their thing, you know?
It seems kind of unhealthy for something in the dressing that'll make you go into labor. I mean, some questions are better left unanswered.
Right, exactly.
Proud wife and mom of four. That's her Instagram handle. So I believe whatever she's going to say. She said, do the same thing that got her pregnant over and over again. Check on that. Wipes it.
Yeah. Well, because
Calm down.
We know what gets, we know how the pregnancy happened. I think at this point in time, the labor, she doesn't want that specific thing happening over and over again.
Adri Trejo 3 said, take her shopping. I highly doubt that. But okay. Belly H said, spicy food, crawling, and watching birth videos. Just to visualize, I guess.
Oh.
So we'll give that a shot. Let's just watch birth videos. Let's binge watch. And last but not least, Lucy Nunez said, rub her nipples.
What?
You might want to ask about that one first.
Yeah, you know, like, I feel like it's not like a combination lock. You know, it's going to open a locker to the baby, you know?
I mean,
so
you never know.
I'll let you guys know which ones we try out and if it goes
she'll
down.
She'll just go into labor to get you to stop doing it.
Yeah,
like, exactly.
Coming out of labor.
I'm doing it. Brian, what are you getting into, bro?
Two things. I really only have two things this weekend. It's March 1st, so it's National Colon Cancer Awareness Month. My brother just finished chemotherapy for colon cancer. We're walking the LA Marathon for the American Cancer Society on the 24th. So I need to set up a colonoscopy. So my brother and I are doing like a little afternoon hangout at his house. Me try to figure out healthcare.
There you go.
So that'll be interesting.
Adulting.
Right. Oh my God. And finally get everyone in my family off my back about getting a colonoscopy. So that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just sticking around LA. So it's going to be basically just an LA weekend for me. I'm doing the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood on Saturday. 8:45 show. Let me know if you want to go.
Yeah. Can we invite listeners?
Yeah. Anyone who wants to go, hit me up.
877-971-HITS. Call us and we'll get you into the show. Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend?
So, you know, I've been doing that 30-day yoga challenge.
Yeah.
So I just kind of on a whim booked this really quick trip, just like a weekend getaway, really.
Like a retreat of some sort to
do
yoga?
So basically it's like a yoga meditation retreat that I'm going to.
Where to?
To Hawaii.
What? Wait, hold on.
You can't go to Hawaii for a week. How do you go to Hawaii for a weekend?
I know.
What? Who can relate?
Do you know how far away that is?
I know it sounds so crazy because, yeah, it's like literally 48 hours. So one of my good friends, she's a yoga meditation teacher, and she was trying to get me to come. And I was like, that's so ridiculous. Like, I have to be back to work on Monday. And so I kind of like looked up flights, and I was like, well, you know, I'll leave it up to the universe if there's like a good deal. And I like looked it up, and I found a really like cheap ticket to go.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like in all seriousness, I've been dealing with like a lot of anxiety in the last couple weeks.
Right.
And so it was one of those things where I was like, I just feel like I need to get away and like do it for myself and just kind of be on the beach in Hawaii. What better way to help?
I just need to know where this universe.com travel booking site is. Just like, whatever, universe, you find my flights.
I love it. Just our weekends couldn't be more different. I'm trying to get my wife to go into labor. Brian's talking about colonoscopies. Yeah. And Chelsea's just going to Hawaii for 48
just
hours.
Fly across the world to do downward dog on an island.
I love it.
Hopefully I come back. We'll see.
But yeah, find out Monday if Chelsea's back or not. But I'm glad you're taking time to take care of yourself,
Thank
Chelsea.
You.
That's very good.
That's really important.
For sure. All right, coming up in 3 more minutes, we got Youngblood, 5 Seconds of Summer, also Better by Khalid on 97.1 Amp Radio. One of zero.
The Chelsea Report.
So last night, Meek Mill brought Drake out on stage during his show at the Palladium here in L.A. They performed Going Bad, and obviously the crowd freaked out. I love that. I was just thinking in my head, that'd be cool to be there and just all of a sudden have Drake come out.
Yeah, well, that's like the best part about shows in Hollywood, especially like the Palladium, such an old school like Hollywood venue, and it's inside too. So I mean, you can't escape the music there. It's not like, you know, you don't lose it to any amphitheater stuff.
During the show, Drake also made a huge declaration about Meek.
All right.
I want everybody in Los Angeles right now to make some noise for this man right here. Definitely had the best comeback of all time. That's my brother right there, for real.
The best comeback of all time, not just of the year.
Wrong.
Oh, come on.
I mean, Mace had a pretty strong one after.
Oh, I miss Mace. I miss him.
Mace said Mace.
He's the dude who, like, every few years is like, Mace is coming back. Whoa.
There's a Gen Z listener right now going like, doesn't he own sprays now?
It's not in my mom's purse.
All right, moving on. I'm so here. You just heard it. The Jonas Brothers reunion has happened. They released their first single in 6 years. It's called Sucker. I think it's playing. Rad, you're just so button happy. I'm like mid sentence.
I mean, he gets so excited because it's like the only thing he gets to do on the show.
I know.
Oh, I want to touch the button.
I'm like still talking. Anyways, there you heard it. We're gonna be playing it, I think, every hour today, right? Or maybe just during the morning show.
No, just make it happen. Speak it into existence.
It's so good, though. Honestly, I love it. I'm a fangirl. The video also made me love it even more. So, in the video they released also at midnight, it features all of the guys, women. In their lives. So, like, their Nick's new wife, Priyanka's in it. Joe's fiance, Sophie Tucker, who's from Game of Thrones. And then Kevin's wife, Danielle. And they're all, like, leading roles. It's all about how they're suckers for their women.
That's awesome.
And it's cool because, like, Priyanka and Sophie, like, they're great actresses. Yeah. So, in it, it's really cute. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out.
What does Frankie got to do to get a cameo on these things? They're just, what a slap in the face to old poor little Frankie Jonas, right? Like, he's finally old enough to be in the band. He's 18. And now he's just sitting there while everyone's wives are coming into the music
maybe they
videos.
Let him PA or something. Who knows?
he had to put out the craft system. Services snacks on the table.
You can come out in the background babysitting Kevin's kids.
There you go. See? You just never know.
I got your back, Frankie. I'll fight for this.
On Monday, the Joe Bros will also be on James Corden. They're actually going to be on it for 4 days, a 4-day takeover, and then we'll see Carpool Karaoke. I think that'll come out Monday as well. So get excited for that. It's all good about stuff. The Joe Bros. And some horribly sad news. 90210 and Riverdale star Luke Perry suffered a massive stroke yesterday and is currently being hospitalized. He was reportedly responsive at the time the paramedics arrived. But then his condition deteriorated on the way to the hospital. The crazy thing is he's only 52 years old.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, man. He's still young, you know?
Yeah.
Tricky thing with strokes, though, too. It's good that he was responsive, whether or not the condition deteriorated, but you don't really know, like, what the extent of what happened until it's, you know, somebody's conscious and speaking again, because they're like, you know, it's your brain. You can lose some things.
Weird coincidence. Also, yesterday, they also announced that they're going to be reviving 90210, which was the show he was on back in, I want to say, was it in the 80s?
I mean, it was before. 90s.
Was it early 90s?
I know.
Yeah, it was a little bit 90s. Before my time.
It was before mine, too, but I remember the girls were so hot. I was like, I was like a middle schooler, like, whoa, I'm not supposed to be watching this.
Dylan, right?
So, yes, they are reviving that show for a reunion with most of the cast members, except for, actually, Luke wasn't going to be involved, but there's that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, spring break just around the corner. Whether you're planning to drive down the Rosarito and partying at Iggy's or whatever it may be, or going to Mexico, Cancun, Cabo San Lucas, Vallarta, or in Florida, Tinder wants you to be on their app because the dating app Tinder is now launching Spring Break Mode.
Jeez.
It just sounds like if you're playing a video game, you're going beast mode on it.
Oh,
or just,
man.
Like playing the, you know, hitting the B button on Nintendo.
You're just going to be really sunburned and hungover.
Or burning in other areas.
Oh!
Comes with, that's probably how they sponsor it. Like, you can click a button, it'll send you right to a clinic, an urgent care.
It comes with like a healing package.
Antibiotics.
Ointment. Anyways. Wow. We're laughing because none of us are burning. That's what. Listen, guys, it's really interesting. What they're doing is between March 4th through March 31st, Tinder U, so university style, is allowing users to search for their vacay bae and basically book them in advance. So you can basically say, all right, I'm going to be in Rosarito, or I'm going to be wherever you're going to be,
Panama City Beach or
Panama
whatever,
Panama City Beach on these dates. I'm see who else is going to be out there. And you can just say, hey, I'm open, you know, March 15th around this time. Let's go.
I like that because I feel like it's not, you won't feel so guilty. Like it's just a random hookup because you'll be like, we're talking for 2 weeks prior. Like I got to know him. I know his last name at least.
I mean, that's, you know? Here's the thing. We're just giving layups to guys right now. You know what I mean? Like Chelsea's right.
Hey, girls have needs too.
Well, no, I'm saying, but in terms of like, Chelsea's right, like guys are just gonna be able to be like, nah, man, we're talking to you for like a couple weeks. It's gonna be like so much easier. I think it's kind of ruined the fun of spring break where you, like these kids don't know what it's like to have to work for it, right? To have to go and just have the courage to walk up to a group of girls, you know, drinking 6-foot margaritas in Mexico and be like, you know what, Bri? Just get in there, man. Get up, go up there, be confident, introduce yourself, you know, have a nice conversation. Now these kids just think everything's gonna be this easy in life.
Well, what's going to be hilarious is, you know, there's going to be a dude or a girl that gets a little too lit and like triple books somebody yes. at the same time, the same date on this vacay mode for Vacay Bay. And that's going to be hilarious.
There's going to be like 16 chicks showing up at Senor Frogs.
Exactly. Frog. And for those of you that are still single right now, AKA Chels.
Hey, and Tam. We're in it together.
Tam, I won.
She's with me. I'm not going down alone.
I'm thinking about trying to sign Tamra up for classes at a local junior college just so we can get her on Tinder during March.
That's what I'm saying. Chelsea, you and Tamra, our social media guru, should just sign up like real quick at Citrus College, Santa Ana College, East LA College, RCC, wherever. Just to be able to, because you have to be a college student to get on Tinder.
That's, I mean, you know, I know I can be a cougar and I tend to date a little younger, but that's a little, come on guys.
Really, Chelsea?
It's commitment to the game.
Young.
Listen, West Coast University, I'll sign you up for an audit of class.
That was not a plug. listen, this is interesting. Kind of what you were talking about, Brian, just like having the courage to meet somebody old school way. Hinge, another dating app, is actually offering free drinks today on National Day of Unplugging. I want to make that clear. National Day of Unplugging. Which is today, so they're offering free drinks at different bars throughout different cities like New York, LA, Chicago, Miami. You have to like download Hinge to find out where that free drink bar is at here in LA, and you get to hang out and actually have a conversation with somebody and meet them that way,
like old school style,
old school,
like how your parents met, where they just had to like just take a shot at it.
You just
bar.
Made it really sexy, yeah. Just how your parents met.
That should be that's an app that'd fail. How your parents met. Just go here and wander around. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, in less than 4 minutes, we have tickets for you to go to Disneyland. Stay tuned for your chance to win. Right about now, get ready to laugh and to cheer on Brian, because he got somebody bagged that we all honestly don't like. And it's people that call you, telemarketers trying to scam you. If you have T-Mobile, it usually says scam likely on your phone as a caller ID.
I send those all those to voicemail, and that's how I have so many. Like, some of my number's been leaked. It's tainted. We got thousands of voicemails from people. So when I was going to do, you know, I was going to do Wake Up in the Sky and talk about how I'm drink till I'm drunk stuff. I'm like, you know, it'd be funny to call back one of these student loan scams. I know they're a scam.
They're totally a scam. Hey, we'll reimburse you for everything you spent on college. Like, okay, how, right? So it's a lyrical prank challenge where you chose a song for Brian to do and call a business, use the lyrics to that song, and somehow prank them. Obviously, it's Gucci Mane.
I drink till I'm drunk, yeah. Smoke till I'm high, yeah. Castle on the hill.
What's so student loan oriented, you know what I mean?
So student loan.
Lie, dog.
All right, well, man. So you had a call in yesterday. Do you know where this business was at?
So the area code was 614, which is Columbus, Ohio. But
yeah.
I Googled the number, and they're like, oh, this is definitely a scam. But it can be, you know, rerouted from anywhere in the world. So I had no idea where in the world I was calling. Like, right. No clue.
Here it goes. Lyrical prank challenge. Phone call edition.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going today?
Yeah, that's going great. How are you?
I'm staying fly. I got a message from you guys that I can get some money back.
Whoa, Australia!
Did he say Australia?
I think he thinks I'm from Australia.
What? Not even close.
It sounds like it's somebody like that didn't answer the phone was like, whoa, Australia.
It was like an office, but clearly like they were on like a digital phone, like
or
a satellite
phone. Yeah.
It was not Columbus, Ohio. Let's just say that. Business.
Not shady at all.
All right.
Hello, hello. I drink till I'm drunk. Do you guys do that? Do you guys drink or what's up?
Yes, sir. We are drunk. We are high on weed. Ooh.
How high are you? Do you smoke till you're high?
Yeah.
You're so fly and so high, you don't even need a flight attendant, do you? I came from stealing bikes to flying on a G5. Can I get some money back from you guys, or what's up? Mm-hmm. Where you all from?
Are you from? You don't like Donald Trump?
What? Oh, you guys don't like Donald Trump? Man, I'm too fly for that fool. What about you guys?
Barack Obama.
He dropped that top, take a selfie. He's got cars that drive themselves. That's how dope Obama is. What you think?
Yeah, bro.
What do you do, sir? Like, what do you do?
What do I do, man? I'm a producer. I work in the studio, man. I flow. Hit me with your favorite track. You like hip-hop? Hit me with a rhyme.
Hold on. Listen to this.
This is your favorite song.
Yo, bumping land trap.
Bro, in Pakistan, they're playing me Bad Bunny over the phone. I'm like, what is going on right now?
It's like, you know you made it, bro. Scammers are bumping you in the office.
You guys like Bad Bunny?
Yeah, that's very pretty cool. You love that?
Okay, so I will give you a call back when I'm free, okay?
Oh, ask for Brian.
Wait, what happened right there?
Well, he just kind of got sick of talking to me. Because I just told him I was high and I was trying to talk about music.
He all of a sudden got serious. Like, I think it's their supervisor, if they have one, walked in. Listen to this.
Okay, so I will give you a call back when I'm free, okay?
Ask for Brian.
Brian, right?
That's right, dog. Brian, my man. I love you guys, man. I love you dudes. You got good vibes, man.
Thank you, and my name is Edward, okay?
My homie Edward, I love you, dog.
Yeah, thank you. I'm giving you a call back in my phone number, okay? My phone.
There's no way his name's Edward.
I got your friends in Pakistan,
wow,
man.
The scammers.
Getting the scammers back, bro.
It took such a weird turn right away.
It was funny because they were like making fun of you at first, it felt like. You
they're
know what I mean?
Making fun of me the whole time.
And then at the end, they're kind of like, okay, whatever, we're bored with this now.
Like, all right, we got to go. We got to bump some more Bad Bunny.
You definitely could hear the boss come in the office. They're like, yeah, Bad Bunny, but hey, we got to go.
All right, we got another lyrical prank challenge coming next week on Friday. It's either going to be Chelsea's turn or mine. So keep sending your suggestions. Text us at 877-971-HITS. What song should we use?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Shout out to Kenya from LA and her beautiful daughter, Mary Jane. She's 6 years old and she's going to go to Disneyland for the first time. That's going to be so awesome for her. She just won 4 passes from us being caller 9. Thank you, Kenya. Also, Free Food Fridays kicks off today.
What?
So our street teamer, Joe Wow, is spotted up on our Amp Radio billboard right now that's located at 2207 North San Fernando Road here in L.A. 2207 North San Fernando Road here in L.A. hooking you up with free breakfast burritos. The first 97 people to roll through get a free breakfast burrito right now. Now, listen. There's nobody happier than our street teamer, Joao, for the fact that February is finally over. Because he usually goes out and interviews drunk people at the clubs on the weekends, and this is the way he would say February.
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 Sounds like he's singing.
February.
So we hope he can say March a little bit better, but I have a feeling him drunk is going to be like, and now it's March.
He's going to say March for sure. And you see the new billboards are awesome. You see Cardi B. You see Ariana, Post Malone. You'll definitely see Cardi B
on
the billboard doing something pretty funny.
So go get your free breakfast burrito right now, 2207 North San Fernando Road here in LA with Joel, and have him say February.
February.
The Chelsea Report.
Man, it has been a rough few weeks for Kylie Jenner. Her best friend Jordan Woods has been 86 from her life due to her hooking up with Khloe's baby daddy, Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
And now Kylie's accusing her baby daddy, Travis Scott, of cheating on her.
I get those goosebumps every time.
I bet you got goosebumps, bro. Yeah, she found out.
You don't want to mess with them. The Kardashians, that machine they have for social media will just roll you over.
And also, it's a douchey move just to cheat on your baby mom.
Of course. So the rumors come after basically Travis postponed his recent show in Buffalo, New York, claiming to be under the weather. But sources are saying that Kylie actually found evidence that Travis has cheated on her, so they got into a huge fight the night before the show. So Travis canceled the show to fly home to LA to basically try to make things better. But then Travis is obviously he's denying the cheating allegations.
Okay.
So we'll see. That's all I know. I don't know what the evidence was. I'm sure we'll find out.
Okay. So right now, allegedly cheated.
Well, let's put it this way. If you cancel a show to fly back to Los Angeles. Like, it's pretty serious.
For
right?
being under the weather, a.k.a. under a storm.
Yeah. Well,
that's right.
I feel like you're guilty if you do that, too, right?
Or you're just afraid.
I'm sure we'll find out the truth very soon.
Yeah, definitely. On a related note, today, Jordan Woods will be on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk to discuss what happened between her and Tristan. So that's going to be
this is all
juicy.
Such a marketing campaign now that I think about it, man. We're suckers. So like Jonas Brothers' new song.
So many spinoff shows could come out of this, though, right? Like, Jordan's going to find her way. And then Travis and Tristan, roommates.
Yes. There you go. So true. Okay, holy blast from the past. So we're Ariana Grande and Big Sean celebrating Throwback Thursday this week.
Okay. Thought I'd end up with Sean, but it wasn't a match. Well, we do know that it is a rule. If you are going to hook up with an ex, do it on Throwback Thursday, Flashback Friday, or Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or Take It Back Tuesday.
Try it again Tuesday.
Exactly. You know, and Ariana's she's up on that because she's like the Twitter queen. So basically, the old flames were snuggling in Sean's car. There's a picture of it. They were outside of a recording studio in LA, and then they left together in his ride. But it's a big deal because they haven't, like, you kind of got the impression that they were on bad terms the way they broke up. They had this sort of, like, you know, whirlwind romance that lasted almost a year. It was back in 2014. But like, Sean's kind of always been, from what I've heard, he's always been kind of like a fan favorite of boyfriends of Ari's.
Okay.
Like, fans kind of hope for them to get back together. And then obviously she gave him a shout out in Thank You Next. And in the music video for Thank You Next, in like the burn book scene, when it turns to the page of Big Sean, it says, so cute, so sweet, and could still get it.
Wow.
Oh, there it is.
Bro,
he's getting it.
That's all about the bounce back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, amen to that. Well, she had Thank You Next, next song with Big Sean, Back With My Ex.
I mean,
what do you think about
there
that?
There you go. Another number one on the Billboard Hot 100. I'm feeling it. So that's interesting. We'll see where that goes. We also, speaking of Ariana, we also have new music from Ariana and 2 Chainz.
So good.
The track dropped last night, and it is lit. Like, for real lit. It's called Rule the World, and it's featured on 2 Chainz' new album that just dropped yesterday called Rap or Go to the League. And here's a snippet.
2 Chainz. Top down on the dime like I'm used to. Rainy, make it home like I'm used to. When you make it home, I got you to realize we could rule the world.
Ooh, so good.
2 Chainz is like one of the best, man.
It's an OG.
He used to, across the street from my apartment when I lived in Atlanta, there was a salon over there, and he used to turn it into the trap salon like once a month and give out free mani-pedis.
Nice.
And there'd just be a line of like 200 women waiting to get free mani-pedis. He'd pull up in like a weird pink Hummer with Lamborghini doors and stuff. It's wild.
That's dope. That. Interesting twist to this is that Lakers fans are not very happy with 2 Chainz' new album because LeBron allegedly is very involved in this album. DJ Majestic has the inside scoop on this, bro.
Yeah.
What's going on with LeBron?
I wanted to find out exactly because I heard he A&R'd the project, and I always pretend I know what that means. When someone does that, right?
Oh, so, just an A&R, you know, A&R.
A&R meeting.
Yeah, A&R. So I hit up my boy Ray's from Atlantic, and he said an A&R actually helps put the songwriters, producers, and artists together to feature on an album. So LeBron actually supposedly had the relationships to help put this together.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know what A&Rs don't do, and that's win basketball games.
But my boy is a huge Lakers fan, Nick. He's like, yeah, instead of looking and hanging out with 2 Chainz, we need to get another ring, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Focus. Focus.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every Friday at this time, we give you a chance at love or a cuddle partner, whatever you're looking for. It's the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We take two people, lonely, or maybe just, you know, looking to change their life up a little bit, and we give them 97.1 seconds to ask each other some questions.
And at the end, if you're feeling it, you can totally hook up, but then if you're not feeling it at all, you can just hang up.
It's that easy. We got Alex, age 27, from Northridge. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And there it is. Two good mornings. That sounds, like a confident man right there. Let me introduce you to Maritza. She's 26 from North Hollywood. What's up, Maritza?
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out. She just needed one.
A little more emphatic. Good morning.
97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
So, hi, Maritza.
All right,
how
so
are you doing?
I'll let you go first.
Well, I just want to kind of know a little bit about you. Like, what are some of your favorite things to do?
I like arresting people, pretty much.
Arresting people?
Arresting people.
I hope you're a cop.
Definitely. I'm definitely a cop.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Oh, you're a cop. Okay.
When was the last time you washed your sheets?
I wash them weekly. I have a thing about that. What about you? When's the last time you washed your sheets?
You wash them weekly? Is that because you have a lot of girls coming through? Like,
you have the right to remain silent?
No, I told you, I really have a thing about dead skin cells. I don't like when there's hair in the shower. It's really weird.
So you're hairy?
No. I'm actually hairless because of that fact. I have hair on my head. I have hair on my crotch.
Oh,
you know,
and that.
She's like interrogating him.
Yeah, I'm not that hairy.
Time's up! Time's up! Time's up! This sounded more like an investigation,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's like an interrogation.
Maritza the detective, where's the hair coming from?
The first 48. I want a DNA kit over there right now. All I know about Maritza is that there's no way you're talking your way out of a ticket if she pulls you over.
Alex, hang tight. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Maritza's answer. That way you're not swayed by it, all right?
All right.
Poor Alex. Maritza.
Yes.
First of all, thank you for your service. Appreciate you as a first responder.
Thank you.
All right, Maritza. What are your thoughts on Alex?
I feel like he's hiding something. I don't trust him.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got a sneaking suspicion.
She's like, can you give me his last name real quick? Let me type him into the computer.
Like, you change your sheets weekly because you're afraid of hair, but you don't have any. Like, that.
I feel like this might be why you're single. You're suspicious of everyone.
Part of the job.
Maritza, exactly. On the real, do you ever search dudes in your system after you meet somebody?
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to call you the next time I go on a blind date with someone and have you do the research.
All right, Maritza, so final question. Hook up or hang up with the hairless Alex?
I'm going to hang up, guys. I don't think so.
Fair enough. Hang tight, though, Maritza. Let me just get what Alex has to say. You'll be on hold. Won't be able to hear him, though. All right, hold on. Alex!
Hey.
My man, what are your thoughts on Maritza?
Dude, she said she likes to arrest people. I was okay with that. I'm thinking, what do you do after you arrest? Okay. But then this chick goes on to say she's a cop. And she was kind of aggressive and crazy.
Listen, I would keep. Yeah. I wouldn't call her crazy to her face right now.
Yeah. you know, I don't know. With that conversation, man, I don't want to meet her.
He's like, I don't want to know my last name.
I am a 27-year-old black man in America. I try to stay away from cops. The most that I can.
All right,
fantastic.
I'm just being real with you.
All right,
funny.
So wow. Hook up or hang up, Alex?
Man, hang up quick.
All right, hang tight. Maritza, Alex, I'm sorry things did not work out. Both of you decided to hang up after this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Alex, you got anything else to say?
Carry on.
Oh.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hilarious story going down right now about a lady that called the cops for the dumbest reason ever while at a dog park. And we've seen these videos, man. These ladies calling the cops on people for really dumb reasons. And Brian's going to break it down for us. We have audio from it. It's just ridiculous.
I mean, it's getting to this point, it's so frustrating because a lot of it comes across as very racially oriented. Now, granted, you can never prove someone's intentions, but it just seems like we got the barbecue Betty. We've got like Sidewalk Sally. And now we got Dog Park Diane.
Dog Park, is that her title?
Dog Park Diane. And it happened in Attleboro, Massachusetts. And so what happened was 42-year-old Franklin Baxley was at the dog park with his dog. I am a dog owner. I take my dogs to dog park all the time. I go to this place. It's a dog park bar in Atlanta called Fetch where everyone's drinking. And there is a code at the dog park.
Yeah.
Where everyone is there. It's kind of like a takes a village type of situation. Mm-hmm. Where if dogs jump on each other, hey, I got it. Don't worry. Like, as long as the dogs are just wrestling and having a good time, being rambunctious. So what happened was this video went viral yesterday. And a woman, Dog Park Debbie, Diane, Dolores, whatever Downer. You want to call her. Yeah.
Dorothy.
She called the police because Mr. Franklin Baxley's dog tried to hump her dog in the dog park. Here's the audio.
So, why are you calling the cops right now? Because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog. Right, I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know.
The dog's humping each other. She's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here.
I've seen every single dog hump another dog here. Hold We're on. Getting texts from dogs saying, yo, where's the dog park at?
This is what it's come to.
So
and
bad.
What is going, like, as a dog park, like, aficionado. I go to dog parks. I love them. We have a rambunctious golden doodle named Leo.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I look over him and I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Don't embarrass me. We were humping some weird dog. And the other dogs looking at me like, yo, can you get this guy off?
It happens, though.
You do not call the police
for
dogs humping each other. He is 100% correct. We'll take the race out of it. Dogs, they hump dogs. Dogs are stupid.
Yeah, they are. Some humans, too.
And well, the humans are very stupid. No, but the thing is, like, and the police from the Attleboro Police Department showed up because they said, listen, no call is too big, no call is too small. Right. We'll show up
Which
just to get to the bottom of it. Of course, no charges were filed because it was a dog playing around humping another dog.
Let's hear that one more time real quick. Hold on.
Because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here.
People say like, oh, that's not shame her. No, shame. Rain down shame upon Dog Park Dorothy.
Thanks for
Debbie
the passion.
The Chelsea Report.
Your chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel by taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz. Be caller 9. We're going to ask you a question from this report. If you answer correctly, you win. If not, we go on to the next caller, all right?
Big shout out to our favorite K-pop boy band, BTS. Ooh. So news just broke that they sold out London's Wembley Stadium in just 90 minutes.
Damn.
Wembley Stadium holds 90,000 people, which means they sold 1,000 tickets every minute.
Wow.
I also read that there's 250,000 people who, when they went to buy it, were sold out and put on, like, the email waiting list. So they could technically turn around and sell it out like 2 more times if everyone on those lists buys tickets.
That's crazy. Another thing that's kind of crazy, last night, Solange Knowles took a move from her big sister, Beyonce, and surprise dropped her album.
Nice.
It's titled When I Get Home. It would actually be a really good album to listen to this weekend with the rain, because it's a very, like, chill, R&B, funk, bluesy, soul album. It's super good. It also features collaborations with Tyler, the Creator, Playboi Carti, and this is her song right here with Gucci Mane called My Skin, My Logo.
Mm. My skin, my logo.
Slow, it's chill, see?
Perfect with the rain, though.
I mean, that was very slow and chill. You accurately described that.
Got me mad chill right now. I'm like, whoa, play it again.
So it's been a rough few weeks for Kylie Jenner. Yeah. Her best friend, Jordan Woods, obviously has been, you know, kind of kicked out of her life because she hooked up with her sister, Khloe's baby daddy, Tristan. It's a whole hot mess of a situation. And now Kylie is actually accusing her baby daddy, Travis Scott, of cheating on her.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Yeah, not a good look, bro.
So there's that. So the rumor comes because apparently Travis postponed his recent show in Buffalo, New York, claiming he was under the weather. He tweeted about it. But No, he's not. So sources are saying, actually, Kylie found evidence that he cheated on her. So they basically got in a huge fight the night before his show. So Travis canceled his show to fly home and try to make things better with her.
And you may think, man, you cancel your show, you're going to lose out a lot of money. If he doesn't, if his relationship gets canceled, he gets that Kylie promotion on Instagram goes away.
Well, and that $1 billion that she's rolling with, it's got some power to it. You know what I mean?
That says guilt to me, though, that he like flew home and yes. Because I heard, like, I was talking to a friend about it, and they were like, well, no, it means that he, like, cares. And I'm like, I don't buy it.
Okay, Chels, let me put it to you. Let's say you're Kylie, right? You're here in L.A. She lives in Hidden Hills, chilling. And your man is in the East Coast. You just found out, potentially, he cheated on you. He's in a concert over there. You would want him to come home and try to work things out?
I would, but I'd still be like, you're guilty.
Yeah.
Just like, you can't win in that situation. Okay. We don't know what the evidence is, which isn't what I want to know. But
I've been in trouble. I was not guilty, but I was in trouble with my girlfriend. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I waited like till Friday till I could fly home. And I think if I would have been like, guys, I have to leave the show. My girlfriend's mad at me. She'd be like, what's the rush?
Yeah.
Bri?
Okay.
Let me see your iCloud.
Again.
She's already got access. She's got fingerprint access.
On a related note, today Jordan Woods will be on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk to discuss what happened, what exactly went down between her and Tristan. So that's something to look forward to while you're, you know, at work on lunch break or something.
And if you miss it, I'm sure we'll have the highlights in regards to the audio on Monday in our show. For sure.
Oh, for sure. I can't wait.
I feel like at some point in time, she's just going to have to turn to the camera and be like, Kylie, let me back in the house. I don't want to live with my mom.
Travis did it too.
Oh, Travis is way worse.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right. Your chance to win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel by taking the Chelsea Report pop quiz.
97.1. Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So we're ready for the Chelsea Report pop quiz. We got Sophia from Encino on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
Yes.
Oh, your energy is so great.
Here's the question from the Chelsea Report pop quiz. Did Travis Scott fly home as soon as he found out that his girl Kylie allegedly found out that he's been cheating?
Yes, 100%, and that means he's guilty.
Yes, right? Come on.
Yeah, 100%.
Of course.
Let me ask you this, Sophia. You won the tickets. Congratulations. Sophia, you're telling me that if you find out that your man is allegedly cheating on you, you wouldn't want him to rush home that moment to try to work things out or clear things up?
No, I wouldn't. Like, his world's already over in my eyes, so it's safer for him to stay on the East Coast and not be within, like, a 250-mile radius of me. So I think it's safer, like, on both ends if he, like, stayed over there and gave me some time to, like, destroy his world from my own home.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah. It does scream damage control, right? Like, however she found out, like, he's going, oh, God, she's in my iCloud? I got to get home fast. I got to get that out of her hands.
Well, congratulations. Speaking about girl and girl power, you're going to go see Captain Marvel in the advanced screening. It opens up March 8th, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, but you're going to see it first at the AMC Burbank 16 next Tuesday, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. We love you, Sophia.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Sorry to interrupt your deep thought right there. That's one of those songs right there, Hard Plays Her, because you're stuck in traffic, and you just, like, you hear that song, you just think about your life.
Oh, yeah, it's so true.
Gazing off into the abyss.
Yeah, if you have, like, a 40-minute or more commute every morning, which is everybody in SoCal, even if you work 3 miles away, like, you definitely have those moments where you're just, like, analyzing and thinking about your entire life while you're just stuck in the 405 parking lot, you know?
Sitting there going, like, why don't I do the toll roads, man?
Exactly.
What's my ex up to?
97. Chelsea's jeez, like, man. Wow, Chelsea, there you go. That was very revealing. Which one do you want to specify?
Chelsea.
It's definitely
don't bring
him.
Kieran into this.
Kieran. 97.1 Amp Radio, good morning to you. Definitely want to catch up with Saida on the line right now. Saida from West Coast, good morning.
Good morning, Edgar and Chelsea and Ryan.
Oh, thanks. You almost blew it on that last one.
Brian's never heard of Ryan before.
Sorry, Brian.
It's okay.
Saida, I wanted to get your call because this is so cute. Our phone screener, Tamara, just wrote, she just wants to say good morning.
Aww.
Is that true, Saida?
That is true. Oh. Yes.
You don't want tickets or anything?
No, I just wanted to call and say good morning and say, like, I love that you speak Spanish. Like,
thank you. You're welcome.
Brian and I will take credit for that.
What is it? Ombliguito da semana.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Hump day.
I apologize.
Cerveza. I got that.
What were you saying, Saida?
I was saying that I love that you speak Spanish. Like, as a Latina, I'm so proud of you. I don't know you personally, but it just makes me so proud to have you on the radio. And then, like, Chelsea, she's awesome and lovable.
Thank you, Brian.
You're so funny too. Like about the whole dog park right now. I was like, yes, get them, totally shame her. I'm a teacher, and it just makes my morning listening to you guys as on my commute. So thank you for being you guys, really.
Saida, you are the sweetest person ever. First of all, thank you for being a teacher and inspiring the next generation. We're really happy and proud about the fact that the show is so diverse, and I think because that represents SoCal. You know what I'm saying? We're a diverse area, and it's all about coming together and having a good time together. Because we love to party, regardless of where you're from. We love to party and laugh and have a good time, you know?
Yes.
Saida, we love you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And thank you for sending all the good vibes this morning. Te quiero.
Of course. You too. Bye. Bye.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be rainy this weekend here in SoCal, but Chelsea's got some dope things and dope things to do and to watch this weekend, whether you want to go out and about or just chill at home. So break it down, Chels.
That's right. So it's going to be rainy, so you have to be inside. So you might as well get lit, perhaps. You know, right?
With somebody, preferably. Yeah. Don't do it by yourself is a problem.
Well, the LA IPA Beer Festival is going down this weekend. Oh, it sounds cool. Really cool, actually. It'll be happening in Silver Lake at the Mohawk Bend, both Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 9:30 a.m., so it will be a fun-filled, possibly sloppy day. Drink responsibly, of course.
Of course. And you get to drink with all the hipsters in Silver Lake, man. IPA is a good hipster beer.
That's right.
Drinking at 9:30 a.m. with their Avo Toe.
Exactly. Bryce Vine. Okay, so if you're looking to dance and then maybe also get lit, one of my favorite people, Bryce Vine, is performing at the Troubadour here in WeHo on Saturday.
It's so good, man. 'Cause you're the next Drew Barry. Get it, bro. And I want more. Yeah. And all these other girls keep wondering what the f*** with you for. So good, man.
He's so awesome. That's his song, Drew Barrymore. But yeah, he's playing at 8 p.m. at the Troubadour. Tickets are $20, so it's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
It's worth it. He's a good friend of mine. I've seen him live a bunch, and he's awesome.
The Troubadour's a cool venue in West Hollywood, too.
Definitely. Fun date night idea. Okay. So the LA Kings are playing this weekend against the Chicago Blackhawks. They have a game on Saturday at 1 p.m. And actually, a bunch of the AMP crew will be down there. So if you go, definitely make sure you come say hi.
Find us.
You're doing it, right, Brian? You're going down
there? I love hockey, man.
It's going to be good, man. I'm expecting baby number two to come any moment with my wife, so I can't leave her right now.
Edgar to bail on hockey.
By the way, I thought when you were going to say, great date idea, watch the Jordan Woods special.
Well, that is on my list. I was going to end with that because it just came out. We're in studio right now. Tam and I were like creeping it as we go, and it's intense. It's emotional. There are tears. It's out right now. Is it complete? Is it live right now? Tam? Not live. Okay,
it's pre-recorded,
out. But basically, it's Jordan Woods talking about what went down between her and Tristan Thompson. She's on Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook show, Red Table Talk. And, you know, Will Smith already called in, and he's giving her fatherly advice because he's like her uncle.
He's
so
plugging a movie.
Also promoting Bad Boys 3.
He's like, hey, really sorry that you know, the Kylie banished you from her life, Jordan, but hey, go see Bad Boys 3. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll cheer you up.
Definitely, that's some good entertainment. Another thing to keep an eye out for this weekend. The Michael Jackson documentary Leaving Neverland will air on HBO Sunday, March 3rd and Monday, March 4th. It's at 8 p.m. I have a feeling it's definitely going to be the talk of Monday. So make sure you tune in on Sunday because it's the trailer. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, man, it's going to be good.
And based on like kind of the leaked content of interviews and stuff and what people have been talking about, what it's going to say, this could be one of those Mondays where we're having a discussion about separating art from the artist, you know, going back through some of the things that happened with Michael Jackson and the trial back in the 90s and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting.
Thank you, Chels.
Yeah, I was just going to say a couple other things. Well, this is what I'm binge watching on Netflix right now, in case you just want to know.
Of course.
But I'm really into The Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
Oh,
it's so good. It made me like clean my room the other day. I was like, I need to fold my shirts. I've been folding them wrong the whole time. And then also, if you haven't seen Roma yet, you have to watch it. It's incredible. I watched it last weekend. I was definitely late to the game, and obviously, you know, it's winning a bunch of awards right now. So go watch it if you haven't yet.
97.1
AMP Radio.
We got the Dopest Moment Award going out. Probably one of the weirdest, dopest moments ever.
It was so dope, though.
It was so weird, though.
Dopest moment award goes out to the two telemarketers from Pakistan that Brian prank called in our lyrical prank challenge, where Brian had to use the lyrics to wake up in the sky. I drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm high, castle on the hill. Somehow intertwined these lyrics into his prank call. These dudes actually allegedly help you getting your student loan reimbursement. You know, it's kind of like one of those calls you get on your cell phone if you have T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. It'll pop up as scam likely. Yeah. That's exactly what these guys are. And here's that moment.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going today?
Yeah, that's going great. How are you?
I'm staying fly. I got a message from you guys that I can get some money back.
Whoa, Australia.
Is he Australia?
I think he thinks I'm from Australia. What? Hello, hello. I drink till I'm drunk. Do you guys do that? Do you guys drink or what's up?
Yes, sir. We are drink, actually. We are drunk. We are high on weed. Ooh.
How high are you? Do you smoke till you're high?
Yeah.
Can I get some money back from you guys or what's up? Where you all from?
Pakistan. Yeah, bro.
What do you do, sir? Like, what do you do?
I'm a producer. I work in the studio, man. I flow. Hit me with your favorite track. You like hip hop?
Hold on. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is your favorite song? Which is your favorite song?
Yo, bumping land track,
bro. In Pakistan, they're playing me, Bad Bunny, over the phone. I'm like, how? What is going on?
Okay, so I will give you a call back when I'm through.
That last part is when their supervisor probably walked in.
They got busted, Bat. It was the weirdest thing ever because you can't really prank somebody who just wants to have a good time. And from the jump, they were like, what's up? Oh, yeah, we drink, we smoke. I'm like, but this is so weird.
You can't prank somebody that's at work and all of a sudden goes, yo, this is my favorite song. And then they throw on Mia, Bad Bunny, and Drake, you know?
All I know is that Edward, I gave him the 877-971 hits number. And I told Edward to call us anytime he wants to from Pakistan.
That's amazing.
I feel like I have friends now. Yeah. It's so weird.
If you go to Pakistan, you need somewhere to maybe stay, you know?
Hang out with them in that whatever office that is. It's not lit.
The party is lit, absolutely. All right, family, catch the entire show on our podcast. You can catch it daily, Monday through Friday. Download the radio.com app, search Amp Morning Show, and bam, you'll find it. Love you guys. Yes, Ortiz coming up next. Taking over your radio, hooking you up with more Disneyland tickets. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.